Hello, hello, hello. My name is Abijah. Welcome to His Blossoming Daughter Podcast. If you are new to the podcast, please follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast on. Follow us for more episodes to come. Check us out on Instagram at His Blossoming Daughters Podcast. And I am super excited for this relaunch. I give God all the glory for this relaunch. May He receive all the glory for this relaunch, okay? Now, if you have been following us since episode one, you may be wondering why it took me one whole year to relaunch. Well, right after I uploaded episode one last July and launched His Blossoming Daughters Podcast, I got pregnant with my fourth baby, okay? My fourth child. And so I went through the pregnancy and all of that, and being a newborn mom again has not been easy, okay? But God has given me that grace to that strength to be a mom of four. All right, so that's what happened, and now God put it on my heart to relaunch His Blossoming Daughters Podcast episode two, and many, many more to come. So I hope you will tag along and follow us in this journey. We are super excited to have you here. And when I say we, I mean the Holy Spirit and I, okay? We are super excited to have you here. Okay, so today, the title of this podcast is called From Called to Becoming, Stepping Boldly into Your Blossoming Season. Amen, amen, amen. So if you don't know, HBD is a podcast for daughters of God where we, the Holy Spirit and I, will help you to become the woman He has created you to be. Did you know that you were ordained to be someone? Did you know that you have a calling, a purpose, and an assignment on this earth? Well, in order to become the woman God ordained you to be, you have to go through your blossoming season. What is your blossoming season? Your blossoming season is AKA your glow up season, AKA your transformation season. It's the season where you get healing, confidence building, building your relationship with God, getting to know Him more. It's the season where you go through deliverance, healing from past traumas and relationships. It's the season where you start to build new habits and live in your freedom and chip away the old and step into the new. This is the season where God starts to mold you and build you up to be the woman He initially created you to be. Where you are today is not where you are tomorrow, okay? I want you to say that to yourself each and every day. Where you are today is not where you will be tomorrow, okay? So the scripture that I'm going to share today, a scripture that I'm going to share today is Jeremiah 1:5. Now, Jeremiah 1:5 is His Blossoming Daughters foundational scripture. This is the scripture that this podcast is founded on. And that scripture says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I'd ordained you to be a prophet to the nations." Amen. Amen. Before you were in your mother's womb, God already had sanctified and ordained you to be someone on this earth with a purpose and an assignment. For example, Jeremiah was ordained a prophet, and his purpose and assignment was to warn the people of God that if they don't run from their evil ways, there was destruction ahead. There was exile ahead. But before Jeremiah spoke the word of God to the people, he went through a process, right? He had to go through his own process. He went through a time of, you know, experiencing God, seeing visions, and experiencing the Spirit of God. He also had to go through some mindset issues because he thought he was too young to be a prophet. Yes, he went through my said issues. So I'm going to share my testimony on how I started my journey, how I started my blossoming season, and I hope this will help you as I share my testimony, okay? So in 2019, I got baptized and I started to go through this journey of transformation. Now, my transformation started with deliverance, okay? My transformation was a bit wild. It was wild, but it started with deliverance. God started to work with me spiritually first, okay? He started to work with me spiritually first. I don't know why, but that's just the way God chose to do it. I got baptized in 2019 when I was pregnant with my first son. But at that time, I didn't fully, believe in Christ. I was halfway believing in Christ and not really believing in Christ, but that's another testimony for another day. But it wasn't until January of 2020 where I got baptized by the Holy Spirit. Yes, those are two different things. You get baptized by water and then there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that was the day I gave my life fully to Christ. And when I tell you, surrendering my life to Christ that day changed everything for me. Because of my surrender to God, to Christ that day, God started to work in me internally, mentally, and emotionally. He started to chip away at the things that I had been dealing with, things like anger, fear, childhood traumas, emotional and verbal abuse that I experienced as a child. These are some of the things that I went through. And he started to just work on me until I was able to see freedom. He guided me and helped me through my journey. And now I'm here today and I'm able to declare that I am now in the blossoming part of my season, which I will explain later on in this podcast, right? So now I'm in the blossoming part of the season of transformation of the blossoming season. Okay. So I want to explain the season in detail. Now there are five parts to this season and each part of the season helps you to get to the next part. So the first part of the season is your seed season. This is where you receive the seed of Christ. I started going to church in 2018. Yes, when I got married in 2017, February 2018, my husband asked me to go to church. I told him, I don't believe in Jesus, but I will go for you. I think I shared that in my first episode. And this was the time of the seed being planted. Even though I was going to church for my husband, there were seeds being planted about Christ inside of me. For some, this may take a short time, and for others, it may take longer. And for me, it took 2 years before I fully believed in Christ, before that seed was starting to grow, right? I struggled with believing in him, but the little belief that I had, God used it to guide me into getting baptized. So with the spiritual stuff that was happening to me, along with the little bit of belief that I had in Christ, God was able to still use it to get me baptized because God knew that this girl will not get baptized. I just feel like God knew that this girl would not get baptized if he left it for me to decide, right? So he had to put some things in action for me to be led to get baptized because he had something for me to do. He had a place where he wanted me to be at a certain time for such a time as this. Okay. So he had to get me ready. Okay. Number two is the watering season. This is the season where the seed is being watered. This is the season where you're being provided with further teaching and nurturing of your faith. For me, I was discipled by a leader at my church. I learned a lot about fasting, prayer, God, this Holy Spirit. I spent lots of time with God during this season. I read the Bible, learning scriptures, and just getting to know God on deeper levels. So that is the watering season. That's when that seed is being watered, right? And number three is the growth season. For this is where the power of God that causes the faith to flourish, causes your faith to flourish and mature by testing of trials, tribulations. And this is where God starts to prune you and teaching you and helping you to become a mature believer in Christ. This is the season where it will hurt the most. Your growth season is where it will hurt the most because of the situations God will put you through to build your faith in Him. You guys, my growth season was hard. It was hard. I went through a lot of suffering. I went through, name calling and accusations. I went through a lot during my growth season, and I went through a lot spiritually, mentally, and physically and in relationships. And this was the season that really, really strengthened me. Okay. Now this is the season that's going to be a bit hard, the growth season, but it strengthened me. It gave me such a strong faith in God. Now I have faith God can do anything. I mean, I had it before, but I actually went through some tests. I went through that pruning, and now I can stand before you and I know for a fact that Jesus Christ is the truth and the way in their life, okay? So the scripture I'm going to give you for this season is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 8. Verse 6 says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered the seed, but God has been making it grow. Verse 7 says, so neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. Verse 8, the one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen for that scripture, okay? This scripture is showing us that the entire process that you have to go through, and it's truly only God who can help you get through, that can help you grow. Your pastor can plant the seed, the church, your community can water the seed, but it's only God, it's only the Spirit of God that can make this seed grow, okay? It's only the Spirit of God that's going to make it grow. And that growth is going to come through trials, tribulations, and testing. It's going to come through some hard times, some difficult situations. But on the other side, you will see joy. Amen. Amen. So now we're going to go to number four. And number four is the blossoming season. Now, this is the part of the entire blossoming season where you're blossoming into the woman that God created you to be, right? This is where you are stepping into the woman God showed you throughout the whole process, okay? So from the moment you get the seed planted in you, right? You give your life to Christ, and now that seed is starting to be watered, and he's starting to grow the seed, right? There is a woman God is going to show you. There is a woman in Christ that God is going to reveal to you, and that woman is you. That woman is you. That woman is inside of you, but only Christ can truly pull that woman out. And this is the season where you start to become her. This is the season where you're stepping into her. This is the season where you're becoming her. You are not yet blossomed, you haven't blossomed yet into her, but you are in the process of becoming her. This is where I am now. I am in the becoming season, the AKA the blossoming into the woman God showed me throughout the entire process, right? And God started to lead me through things like my health and wellness, my appearance. He is pushing me to work on things that he has assigned me in this season, in previous seasons. He has given me things to do in the previous seasons that now is the time where he wants me to walk those things fully into fruition or fully stepping into those things, right? This is a difficult season though, because becoming, like, stepping out of old things and trying to come into the new, it's like you're chipping away old habits. For example, for my health and wellness, right? For 32 years, I have been eating one way. And now to try to train my body to eat more vegetables, eat more salads, eat healthier is difficult because your body is so used to things that you have been doing for all, basically all your life. Your body is used to all the garbage that you've been putting in, that you have been putting in your body. But now God is saying, I need you to stop doing that and step into the woman I called you to be. And the woman I called you to be, she don't eat that way. She takes care of her temple, right? Or it could be exercise for some odd years, whatever years it is that you are, right? You're not exercising. You haven't been exercising. For me, I would exercise on and off, but never consistent. And this is the time where God is saying, I need you to start working on your body. You have had 4 kids. It's time for you to start working on your body, working on your health. So this is why I'm saying this season is a bit difficult. It's not that difficult, but a little difficult because it's like you're trying to get rid of the old habits and bring in new habits and a new lifestyle that you're trying to transform into, but it can be challenging. But what can I say? God has been helping me and seeing me through it all. He has. There are days where I still struggle, you know, and I'm freshly on this season, and there are days I'm struggling, but there are days I stand tall and I know that God is helping me through. And if he will do it for me, he's definitely going to do it for you. So season number 5 is your blossomed ED season. This is where you fully blossomed. Okay. This is the season where you have become the woman God called you to be. This is where you have stepped fully into her. This is where you are fully that woman that God called you to be before you were in your mother's womb. This is when you, for example, here's an example. If God called you to be a speaker, right? Then this is the time where you start actually taking speaking engagements, booking appointments, you know, maybe you start your own podcast. This is a season where you're fully, fully blossoming to being a speaker. Or if God told you to write a book, then this is the season where you have launched your book. This is the season where you're completely walking into being boldly, walking boldly as a Christian author. Or maybe God has called you into the corporate world. And then this is your season where you have finally found your dream job. And you're achieving your financial goals. This is your dream life. Now you have that dream job. You're a corporate girl and you walk boldly into your office and you're spreading the gospel in your office. This is the season where you're showing up completely, fully and as confident as the woman that God has called you to be. This is when you become her. So wherever you are in this journey, it doesn't matter. But what matters is your relationship with God. Throughout the entire process, and even after the process, God desires for you to be bold, confident, God-fearing woman on fire who proclaims the gospel wherever you are. He desires for you to walk in your purpose and assignment and calling. He doesn't want you to hide and dim your light. This is the time for you to shine bright and shine as bright as Christ. So if you are ready to start your journey, then please follow us on Apple, Spotify, or whatever platform that you listen to podcasts on. Follow us so that every week we will be posting weekly episodes, and every week you can be starting your process to become the woman that God has created you to be. You can step boldly into your blossoming season. The goal of the podcast is to build a community of women who are all seeking Christ fully and only Christ. Baby, we don't seek other gods over here. Lowercase g gods. No, that we don't do that over here. We only seek the Holy Spirit, the God Almighty, the I am that I am, right? Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh. That's the God that we speak, okay? That's the only God that we seek over here, okay? I just had to throw that in. too much going on in the world. but I'm sorry, guys. But to also help you to walk in your purpose and assignment and your calling. So let's step into the journey together. Okay, let's do this together. So let's do this together. Let's step into this journey together. This is your time. This is your season. God is calling you out of the old and into the new. God is calling you to be that woman of God that He has called you to be. God is saying, let's start your transformation now. Let's start your glow up season now. Let's start your blossoming season right now. Don't wait any longer. We're going to start with this podcast in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. So before I go, I just want to let you know that HBD has an Etsy page. We started this page to provide merch that will assist you in your journey. We sell journals, mugs, candles, and more. Our journals has lots of pages for you to write down this process that you are going through. When I started my process, I journaled everything. I wrote down my dream. I wrote down my dreams. I wrote down any revelation, anything that I believe God was speaking to me about. I wrote down all my ideas, my thoughts. I wrote down everything. I journaled my emotions, how I was feeling about things. I mean, I wrote down everything in my blossoming season. And I still do. I still do. I still write, and I have tons of journals. Sometimes my husband is like, baby, what are you going to do with all these journals? What are you doing with all these books? But I love to journal. So I wanted to provide journals for HBD girls. And journaling actually helped me so much in releasing built up feelings that I suppressed over the years. And then through this process, I have had several candles, baby. I have had several candles, right? I've had, candles from Bath and Body Works, and just candles I picked up from like Walmart, Target. You know, I love candles. I truly love candles. And by grace of God, one day, I will create my own candle product by His grace. But, right now we do have candles on the Etsy page as well. And then, the mugs, I am a hot chocolate girl. Okay. I'm a hot chocolate girl. I love hot chocolate. I love making my own hot chocolate. I do love the hot chocolate from Wawa. If you're familiar with Wawa, they got some good hot chocolate. So I'm just a hot chocolate kind of girl. So you can imagine the vibes that I set when I journal. I have my journal. You know, I dim the lights a little bit. You know, I set the vibe with my hot chocolate, my candle. And I just set the vibe so that I can get in the atmosphere with God, with the Holy Spirit. And this is the time where I just... Also, I pray, I talk to God, I speak to Him, you know, I receive from Him, not only speaking, but I also receive. So if you would like to check out our Etsy page, there will be a link in the description box. If there is no link, then please go to Blossoming Daughter with an R, no S, 31.etsy.com. Again, that's Blossoming Daughter, no S, 31.etsy.com. blossomingdaughter31.etsy.com. Thank you so much for listening to His Blossoming Daughters podcast, and get ready for episode 3. I'm telling you, these episodes are about to be on fire. We're going to get into the scripture. We're going to God, the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you, speak to your situations, and truly help you to become the woman that He created you to be. Please go on Apple and give us a 5-star rating, please. I mean, this will help the podcast grow. This will help the podcast be pushed out to other listeners. So Yeah, we're all about spreading the light of Christ. We are the salt and the light of the earth. So I love you, and Jesus loves you more. And I will see you guys on the next episode. All right. Bye.